Everybody is having a legendary week. Of course, we're going to get you ready. Oh, Mama Debbie was on the cover of One Magazine again. Hope everyone is having a legendary week. Okay, so we're just trying to look. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and review Niners-Falcons, or preview Niners-Falcons. But before we do that, we got to remind everybody to listen to the end of the show to get a special coupon code to save 10% off of For the Faithful by the Faithful apparel, exclusively available at NinerFaithfulRadio.com/shop. Get your officially licensed Niner gear from shop49ers.com. By using our affiliate link, not only do you save 10%, but it really does help out the show. The link will be available in the description of this video or podcast, or you see it scrolling across your screen right now. Go to SeatGiant.com. Use the promo code NinerFaithfulRadio to save on all your theater, concert, and sporting event tickets, as well as help out the show. Go to NinerFaithfulRadio.com/subscribe to see everywhere you can find the show. Follow us on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr at Niner Faithful Radio and Twitter at Niner Faithful R. Ladies and gentlemen, faithful of all ages, let's start the show. I see y'all comments. We're going to get to them after the intro. Montana steps up, throws. I love that beat. Big shout out to myself. But if you're interested in the beat or beats like it that you just heard in our intro, go ahead and email my other company, TeelSquadMusic408@gmail.com. But I love my beat I made. Let's see. So I said we could get to our covers. Okay, so we got Victor. Hey, cuz, what's up? What's cracking with you, Cuddy? Alonzo. Ready for Sunday? Bro, I'm born ready. You know what I'm saying? Everybody says, are you ready for Sunday? Man, when you born ready, you ain't got to get ready, baby. You see that? Hold on. Somebody have been doing their push-ups. Anyway, Victor Prep, what's up, Faithful? Let's go, Niners. Hey, let's get it, baby. We out here. What's cracking, Faithful? Man, I love wearing this shirt sometimes because it kind of reminds me how far we went. This was Niner Faithful Radio's original design that I created, and then this is the one that we got from my boy at Empire Graphics. Went ahead and just added the football laces and fixed the headphone for me. But, yeah, so we're going to get into some Niner Falcons. Huge game. Huge game. Probably biggest game of the year so far. Let me go ahead and update the who's on bye week this week? Oh, Eagles are on bye week this week. Oh, wait, no, that was last week. Yeah, so there's no more bye weeks, so that's good. It'd be easy to tell. I'm going to go ahead and refresh this. I know this. Got to share it too. All right, let me go ahead and refresh the playoff picture. I guess it's being retarded. Let me refresh it again. Yeah, it's literally telling me, oh, playoff picture, and then it's literally not showing me the standings. Okay, here we go. Oh, so apparently, officially eliminated were the Detroit Lions, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Houston Texans, and the New York Giants are the only teams officially listed. We are still the 16th, or sixth seed. The Rams went ahead and won Monday night. that obviously sucks because we never really want the Yams to win. But Washington is the seventh seed at 6-7. I would have to break down tiebreakers on all that. Minnesota 6-7, but we hold the tiebreaker over them. Philly 6-7, we hold the tiebreaker over them. The Falcons 6-7, this ain't 6-7, and the Panthers at 5-8. Seahawks at 5-8. So the team that really, really worries me are the 6-7 teams minus the Eagles and Vikings, because we hold the tiebreakers over them via beating them this year. But this is a huge game. I mean, we lose this game, we could theoretically fall all the way to 11th place. That's not good. And we would lose the tiebreaker against the Falcons, which may come in handy. This might be very well minus 2013. You know, obviously week 17 of 2019. Week 17 of 2019 was pretty big, but this really might be the biggest game of the Kyle Shanahan era in the regular season, just because it was like, look, in 2019, obviously week 17 was a huge week. You know, you're talking about the one seed or being a wild card, but we were in the playoffs. So you knew that we were going to make the playoffs. This is like, we haven't clinched anything. We could very well not make the playoffs this year. And, you know, it might very well be this game right here that costs us. So this is a huge game. We have to win. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm not saying if we don't win that it's over, but it'll be a lot difficult and we no longer control our own destiny. And that's the position you want to be in. Any football fan or any player or coach will tell you the best position you want to be in is where you control your own destiny. Hey, look, we handle business against these NFC teams. We are in the playoffs. Simple as that. They can't catch up if we keep winning. And so we'll get into when we preview. Might be tough. We might actually just do a pregame show next week for the Thursday game. It's crazy at work. Your boy's working Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I do have Thursday off, and then I work Christmas Eve, and then I'm off Christmas Day. The store's closed, so that's pretty dope. But I think that on paper, we should beat the Falcons. I mean, let's be real. On paper, they don't even necessarily hold a candle to us. Wait. Let me see if I can go to the – here we go. I can't pull this up. Weekly release. The Prospector. Okay, let's go see what's in the Prospector this week. And then we got weekly release. Okay, the Prospector this week. Jimmy officially became the fastest to reach 4,000 yards in Niner history. He also, with 63 yards passing this week versus Atlanta, Jimmy Garoppolo will reach 3,000 passing yards this season. It will mark the second season with the 49ers with at least 3,000 passing yards as a member of the 49ers. Oh, okay, my bad. Becoming just the sixth quarterback in 49ers history to register multiple seasons with 3,000 or more passing yards in a season. Joe did it 8 times. Steve did it 6 times. John Brody did it twice. Cap did it twice. And Jeff Garcia did it twice. Let me see. San Francisco defense has forced 90 of opponent plays that have resulted in negative yardage, third most in the NFL this season. Carolina only one ahead of behind Carolina and Pittsburgh, who both have 91. Over the last 2 weeks, the Niners have registered 9.9 sacks, tied for the most in the NFL over that span with Cincinnati. And Nick Bosa has registered 2 or more sacks in 4 games this season, the second most in the NFL, next to TJ Watt, who has 5. And his 4 games with 2-plus sacks are the most by a member of the 49ers in a single season since Aldon Smith had 5 in 2012. Kittle has the most yards in the NFL over weeks 13 and 14. with 13 receptions for 151 yards and one touchdown, becoming the first tight end in NFL history to register 150 or more receiving yards and a touchdown in back-to-back games. He was named the offensive player of the week, NFC offensive player of the week. Really should have won it last week. Yeah, that's all for the corner. Let me see. I think that's all. Let me see if we have any more comments. I always forget sometimes to read the comments. Damn it. Go back there. Okay, cool. No more comments. All right. So I think this game has to be won on offense. We have to put up points. We have to run the football. I don't want Matt Ryan with the football. I don't want to have to deal with Cordell. I don't want to have to deal with Kyle Pitts, especially how banged up we are in the secondary. Look, I know that D'Amico Ryans and John Lynch both had praise and were encouraged by Ambry Thomas' performance. I mean, let's be real. He had a pretty rough game. I mean, I love it. I love his attitude. Love that he didn't fold like a certain corner. Hufanga. Roberto, I mean, me and you, Jason as well, but we've been seeing the Talanoa Hufanga praise all year. Honestly, I'm a little bit nervous about, you know, making proclamations about him being our future starting safety or anything like that after what we experienced with Adrian Colbert. But I would not be mad at a Niners secondary with Jimmy Ward, Talanoa Hufanga, safeties that are Jimmy Ward, Talanoa Hufanga, and Tre'Davious Moore. As long as he looks like he's going to recover from his torn Achilles, I have no problem with that. I love Hufanga in the box. I love how he hits. I love pretty much almost everything about him. Oh, wait, I did not mean to just share it without adding this. That sucks. Okay, I'll add it right now. I love everything about the man. He is everything that the faithful could hope for, especially out of a fifth round pick. We'll get to that a little bit later, but we'll get to that Sunday. But he's going to probably be my player to watch. But with Jimmy, with Emmanuel Mosley on IR, and I actually didn't list this right now. I apologize, y'all. I'm slacking in my Mac. And okay, the Niners have officially ruled out Elijah Mitchell, Dre Greenlaw, and Mo Hurst, and Azeez Al-Shaair is listed as doubtful. That's a huge blow. I'm okay. I mean, I should say I'm okay. Obviously, we'd love to have Mo Hurst, but that's not the biggest loss. Dre Greenlaw wouldn't be a biggest loss as long as Al-Shaair plays. Obviously, losing Elijah Mitchell, which according to this article and what Shanahan said, it seems to be his knee that is causing him more of an issue. He's at the tail end of the protocol and should be cleared as early as Friday afternoon. So he's going to be cleared from concussion protocol. Now he just simply needs to heal up his knee, which they said is taking longer to calm down than they expected. It's simply a pain tolerance thing. And it's taking longer than expected. Why don't we go ahead and we do this? Why don't I go ahead and run an ad real quick on Twitch, and we'll be right back. Let's see. Do we have any viewers on? Yeah, we have one viewer on Twitch. So let me know how y'all feel about the game in the comments. Let me know y'all, what y'all nervousness level. The Falcons are going to be hella motivated. They're going to be hella motivated. Obviously, I wouldn't say as much as 2019 because there was a lot more of that Super Bowl team left over in 2019 than there is now. But Matt Ryan still remembers that. Matt Ryan's going to be motivated. I bet you Matt Ryan wants nothing more than to beat Kyle Shanahan and especially stick a huge blow to our playoff hopes. Oh, yeah, I definitely know that. Ooh, we got some likes on Facebook. Thank you, Roberto, and thanks, baby. My girl liked it on Facebook. She's so good to me, y'all. But let's see. Okay, yeah, that's what I was looking for. Gamecast. Okay, let me see. Ooh, 76% Niners. Let's see at the points per game. They're only at 18.8. Points allowed, they're at 27.2, which is actually above what our average is. Let me see. We got more average more passing yards than them and definitely more rushing yards. They allow 375.8 on D, 258.7 passing, 117.10 rushing. Their last five, they won two, lost three. They're coming off of back-to-back losses. Our last five were 4-1, with the only loss coming against the Seahawks. Let's see, are we back from our commercial on Twitch? Yeah, oh no, we got a minute 50 left. So, yeah, drop in your comments. Let me know how y'all feeling about this game. The Falcons obviously still have everything to play with because I'm not sure, you know, don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure they would jump up into the playoffs with a win. Maybe obviously a Vikings loss and the Eagles are on the bye week. Oh no, that was last week. So with an Eagle loss and a Vikings loss and beating us, I'm assuming they would move right up into the playoff picture. And so I don't anticipate, besides this being a playoff matchup, I don't imagine them being more motivated just simply by it being a game. Shout out to my boo-boo for getting me my daily glass of eggnog after work. Kind of a little treat to myself. Oh, so I just had to tell you all this. This is so YG has a song called Out of Bail, and it says, get my heart to the gang, do it again. It's a no-go. There's some niggas from the gang that'll do you from some promo. The shit in my veins, I done tattooed the logo. In court, they're going to judge me here. Remember, that's for show. But every time it says, like, that just first part, that get a heart to my gang, do it again, it's a no-go. There's some niggas from the gang that'll do you for some promo. The shit in my veins, I done tattooed the logo. But I was like, every time I always just point at the downer tat, because it's like, bro, this is in my veins. I done tattooed the logo. There can't be more in my veins than it already is. But I believe we're back on Twitch. No, we still got a minute 20. Damn, that's... Oh, this commercial is taking forever. Let me refresh it. See if. Yeah, apparently I guess it was behind for some reason because now it's saying we're back from break. So this just is a game that we have to run the football. I mean, they're giving up, I believe I said it was 117 yards rushing a game. Yeah, 117.10 yards, 0.1. Rushing yards average per game given up. I mean, Niners run for 100 yards this game, but I think we're going to win it. Obviously, it'd be more about rush attempts than yards per se, but, I mean, if we can get anywhere close to 40 runs, I don't believe there's a chance that they beat us. If we can run the ball 40 times. We'll see, obviously. Missing out on Elijah Mitchell is going to be huge. The biggest injury I'm really, really concerned about is Aziz Al-Shaair. That's something that I'm really, really concerned, because Dre Greenlaw hasn't been missed. That's fully because of Aziz. And so if he's not out there, that's definitely concerning. Jimmy Ward is going to take away, you know, any tight end, but Cordell can be a receiver. He can be a running back. He's pretty much a carbon, you know, or I should say Debo's a carbon copy of him. But it's very concerning that, I mean, Cordell could do what Debo's been doing to teams this season to us. We're so banged up. We're just, I remember Shanahan reading the injury list, and I'm just thinking, hot damn. Oh, don't want to bury the lead. I should have put this in the beginning of the show, but Dee Ford's season has officially ended. And let's be real, more likely than not, even though Shanahan says that a decision has not been made, more likely than not, Dee Ford has played his last snaps as a Niner. So sad. So sad. I love Dee Ford. We have the same birthday. So sad to say. We can get into a conversation later about whether the trade was worth it or not. Obviously, easy to answer that in hindsight. But I was ecstatic when we got Dee Ford. I was so happy when we got Dee Ford, made that trade. So I want to caution the faithful on being too mad, because if you were like me, especially if you were like me, when you said, look, anything you got from Dee Ford this year was found money. And what? I'll go ahead and I'll look it up. Officially right now. Is he even on the roster? Do they even have him on the roster? Oh, okay. Here he is. He's on injured reserve. So he should be here. Oh, wow. Ain't even on the injured reserve. He is not listed here at all. Unless I'm missing him. Yeah, I'm not missing him. He's not listed at all on the team's roster on the website. Oh, popped up real fast. Let me see. Here we go. So he got six games this year. Three sacks, three solo tackles, and a forced fumble is what we got from Dee Ford this year. So I shouldn't say we. I don't want to speak for anybody else, but I have – what's good, bro? What's up, bro? How you doing? Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. Lot that truth 05. Lot that truth 05. Low that truth 05. Sorry. Appreciate you tuning in. I'm not disappointed. I'm disappointed, but I said at the beginning of the year, hey, look, anything we get from Dee Ford is found money, so I have to stick to that. I can't speak in hindsight. I have to be honest. And say that, yeah, I wish we'd have got more than six games out of Dee Ford this year. Especially wish if we were going to get six games, they would be the last six, not the first six, necessarily, considering that we only won two of those games. But just sad to see, bro, because, you know, Dee Ford is going to be dealing with this back the rest of his life. And that definitely does suck. All right, y'all. We'll go ahead and we'll get into a deeper dive for Niner Faithful Radio pregame on Sunday morning. Should be live from Empire Row. We'll see how we can work that out. But make sure that you stop by Green Lot 1, Pool 20. Stop by Empire Row. See Jose Santana perform. My brother from another mother. Also, who is the other artist? Hold on. I know my... my Empire brothers are killing me right now, not knowing who is the other artist. Let me see. Ooh, the house I grew up in. Did I save the? Of course, I didn't save the tab. Oh wow, Urban Myers, I guess. Urban Meyer fired by Jaguars in midnight move. He spent less than one season. on the job. And it was kind of sad because he came out of retired to coach Trevor Lawrence.
Red.
Sad to see because, you know, Urban, I have love for Urban Meyer being a Gators fan. Oh, my girl's mom's. Okay, it's Young Lot. That's who's performing. We have happy birthday to Rebecca, Mrs. Hella Fitted, and G-Stack will be in the mix. I got to holla at Antonio because, yeah, my logo ain't on the Empire Row banner. So we're going to have to fix that. But alas. All right, y'all. I shall see y'all Sunday for Niner Faithful Radio Preview. Make sure to stop by Empire Row, as always. Here, let me go ahead and share my screen so y'all can share a screen. So y'all can see it. Oh, wow. That sucks. Okay, let me see. Right. Oh, I got to share this. Pentagon, hexagon, heptagon, season gone. Oh, it's so hilarious. Oh, no. There you go. Green Lot 1, Paul Tony, Levi Stadium. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, come check out your boy at Empire Row. See y'all then. Can't wait. Till then, faith, love, and happiness. Oh, wait. Sorry. Get your officially licensed Niner gear by using our affiliate link. Not only do you save 10%, but you really do help out the show. The link will be available in the description of this video or podcast, or you see it scrolling across your screen right now. Go to SeatGiant.com. Use the promo code Niner Faithful Radio to save on all your theater, concert, and sporting event tickets, as well as help out the show. Go to NinerFaithfulRadio.com/subscribe to see everywhere you can find this show. Follow us on social media. Jason does a bang-up job being our social media manager. On Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr, we're at Niner Faithful Radio. And on Twitter, we're at Niner Faithful R. And lastly, thank you for tuning in to the end of the show. As promised, this week's promo code for 10% off of all For the Faithful by the Faithful apparel is Falcon Wings. 10% excludes any on-sale item. Code expires midnight, December 20th, 2021. I shall see y'all Sunday. Till then, faith, love, and happiness. Go Niners. Oh, we got a comment. Over under Jeff Wilson rushing 75 yards. I'm going to go over. I don't think Jeff Wilson will crack 100, but I'm going to go over 75 yards. I think Jeff Wilson can get 75. 76. I think Jeff Wilson. What about you, bro? What do you have Jeff Wilson at over or under 75 yards rushing? I'll go ahead and wait for you to go ahead and put it in the comments. Hopefully he's still watching. Let me see. He was watching on YouTube. It says we have one person watching on YouTube. Low that truth. 05. What do you have? You have him over 75 yards rushing? Because that's who it's going to have to be. Our main over 80 yards in a tug. I can see 80 yards in a tug. Definitely the tug. I think if he doesn't get a touchdown, I'm concerned, especially how much I think we're going to have to run the ball to keep the Falcons offense from coming on the field. I mean, their scoring offense ain't that dangerous. Wow. They're only... Serena Williams. I have no idea why the commercial's playing. Hold on. Sorry, y'all. Here we go. Apologize if y'all could have heard that. So their scoring offense isn't necessarily the most dangerous, you know, scoring offense in the league. But, the Niners announced this, so I want to get into it. Michael Mina's tailgate opens at 9:05 a.m. Visa box office opens at 9:35. Parking lots open at 9:35. Niner Museum opens at 10:05. Team store opens at 10:05. Premium gates open at 10:05. Stadium gates open at 11:05. And kickoff is 1:05 p.m. Woo! Can't wait, baby. Oh, I'm fired up. And, you know, I'm old enough to remember when the Falcons were in our division. I'll never forget a game in Atlanta. T.O. caught two touchdowns, and we won in overtime. I remember it was my first time I learned about a stop and go, because T.O. did the little fake and then go. It was, and I remember Jeff Garcia pumping the ball and then throwing it, and T.O. That was that. I hope they got their popcorn ready. That was that game. I remember that game very well. So I remember when the Falcons were in our division. So this used to be a huge division rivalry. So can't wait, baby. It's football. It's almost football day, baby. One more day at work. One more day at work. Then it'll smell like football. Can't wait. See y'all Sunday. Faith, love, and happiness. Go Niners. See ya.